Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, and DrJohnB.com. Hello, John.
Well, hello there, Jack.
Well, Mark D'Antonio released from Sparrow Hospital today about 3 o'clock and headed home. That is very good news. And from all reports, he has shown very good progress. And I would be surprised if he is not available to help with the football program in some capacity, maybe a little different position than he usually is, in the next couple of weeks. So that's, I guess that's very encouraging news.
Hard to keep a fish out of water for too long unless the fish can't swim at all. How does that sound?
Well, for a lot of people, I think we're having some sort of heart palpitations, not to make light of the situation, but, well, there were certainly a lot of heart-stopping moments Saturday night.
Well, I really believe that this has been one of the great teaching events for all of us. One, we have this astounding, you know, event, community event for the community, very much like the 2001 win over Michigan. Okay, the
right.
If you remember the clock incident, if you will.
Right.
Duckett's great catch there, it's from Smoker. This is the same kind of a thing. But then within a few hours after this colossal, you know, event, all of a sudden we hear that the one who masterminded and engineered the whole thing has a heart attack and is in the hospital. And, of course, no one exactly knows what's going on. And, you know, somebody can say it is not, you know, it wasn't a major heart attack or it wasn't this or that. But we also know people go in because they have a bad foot and they die. So it's one of those things that it's very sobering. And it's kind of an odd thing. One of my friends, my son's friends, called him and said, did you hear this about D'Antonio? He's a big Notre Dame fan. And John didn't believe it. He says, Dad, what do you know about this? I said, well, I don't know anything about it. So we checked on the internet, and by golly, there it was. So a very sobering event. First of all, the colossal high from a victory, but then the reality that life and the things that can occur in it are really the most important, critical things for all of us to remember. And certainly my prayers and thoughts are with Mark D'Antonio and his family, having some experience with this myself.
Yeah. Well, there was some, I guess, attempts at humor. I would hope that's what they were, very poor humor in some ways, in terms of radio station in Indiana that talked about this being God's revenge for Michigan
yeah.
State cheating in this game and those kinds of things. And, of course, it elicited exactly the response that you would expect. But in terms of the reaction, going from euphoria to utter shock in such a short period of time, have you seen anything like that around here?
You know, I really haven't, because it's really, they were such incredibly different emotions. First, there's this huge Spartan nation, nationwide, and I saw the game afterwards, and you see all the waving the very end, because ABC did an astoundingly good job on this, particularly if you watch the last minute there. And all of a sudden, poof, here's a human being, the coach, somebody, even if you don't know him, you identify with him, you can feel close to him because of his role in the Spartan nation, and all of a sudden he's down, he's stricken, he's in the hospital after this amazing event. It really is dramatic. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. And then your feelings go from this ecstatic high to really worrying about him. And, you know, Jack, I really find that people that have talked to me, and there have been many just in the course of walking the road of life in this community, that have all been really concerned about him and
right,
his family.
Right.
And I think that is wonderful. I think, you know, you want to be elated and have joy over the sporting event, but when a human being goes down that you can connect with, even if you die, I've never met Mark D'Antonio, but if you have that feeling, you kind of know the guy, then I think it there is a connection.
Well, the guy's name ends in O, John. He must be good.
Well, he's another good Italian boy, actually. That is true. And a good guy he really seems to be. And like, from what I can see, his wife is the same thing. The daughters
right.
seem the same way. They seem like just very good people.
What about the spiritual beliefs here? He's a devout Catholic. Family is very spiritual. And the impact when a spouse or a parent has a potentially life-ending event, but you have something, someone you can rely on.
Well, I believe that's really true. And again, I don't know Becky. I don't know the wife either. But I can speak. I do know people that know them well. And she's, from everything I hear, okay, I'm telling this is secondhand, but I'll give it anyway because it certainly appears to be true, strong, staunch, Christian, mm-hmm. strong parent, strong person, daughters, leaders, high achievers at Catholic Central, definitely a good family, and she seems to be a very staunch kind of a strong Christian. And that spiritual belief can be critical. In fact, Jack, I've always been baffled and amazed how an atheist or someone who doesn't believe in something, how they get through tragic events. My opinion, and I believe in this case, the D'Antonios are well represented in the spiritual realm, and that's positive.
Well, and they can rely on each other. Becky has been a rock for Mark many, many times in terms of the timing of this. We mentioned, very interesting, if it had happened even 1 hour earlier, let's say late in the fourth quarter, or what the reaction to this might have been had the pass been overthrown. And now, and instead of going from a hero who is being saluted nationally for his bravado, you'd have someone who, right or wrong, and I don't think it changes the validity of the call, a lot of people would have said, what a dunce.
Well, there's one thing, Jack. I really believe something, that when someone has a potentially fatal event like this, mm-hmm. I would like to think, and I actually believe, boy, I know a lot of people, and so do you, Jack. I think initially people might say that, but then once you're dealing with somebody who you know indirectly, vicariously, or you even know as a person, I think those moods would have changed. And there's another thing, too. I still like the idea that it was a go for broke. I think mm-hmm. that, and I've always will respect Osborne for going for two against Nebraska. I still remember in 83, and but that procedure
against
did,
Miami
by the way.
In 83.
Yeah, that's right. And my feeling is that in a case like this, you're going for it all. If all the facts fit there, they didn't see it. Everything worked out well. And you know, Jack, if you're a spiritual person, you can actually believe this was all meant to teach a lesson. Now, there are going to be a lot of people that wouldn't see anything in that at all, but if you have certain sets of beliefs, this can be a model. It can be something to look at, and I predict that Mark and Becky D'Antonio are going to have a lot to do in the future to help people that have heart problems. I really believe that.
Well, there's certainly lessons to be learned. We just spoke with Christine Brad from the Division of Sports and Cardiovascular Nutrition, and I had a great line, Scott, genetics loads the gun, is that right? And lifestyle pulls the trigger? Is that what it was? Yeah, genetics pulls the gun, and lifestyle pulls the trigger.
Well, I believe that is true. And the nice thing here for Mark is once you find you have this potential proclivity tendency, then you can be looking for it, because there's a good chance this just wasn't going to be picked up. And it wasn't, obviously. Obviously, this is a guy in good health, eats well, exercises, tries to keep himself in best of shape, showing everybody's vulnerable to something that's potentially a silent killer. Like you mentioned yesterday, John Bennington, you know, in terms of what happened to him. McLean up at, you know, at
Wisconsin, Dave McLean.
Wisconsin, yes. So this
Randy Walker just a few years ago,
right.
Northwestern, years ago.
It can hit anybody, even the most prepared person. But once somebody knows something, then they're in a situation, Jack, that they're going to be better prepared and know what to do. And I say, and you mark my words, Becky is going to be keeping an eye on him. He'll have one of those little leashes like a kid when it comes to eating and certain habits, in spite of the fact that I doubt that he's going to, in my opinion, less of the, I don't know, I doubt that he's going to be away from the team too long.
Right, right. I would agree with that. And it is a reminder, John, that nothing is forever. And in a case like this, things can change so incredibly fast. I am reminded of other coaches at Michigan State University who I would have guessed would have been much more likely to have an episode like this. And as Mark Hollis said, if you looked at all 25 head coaches and he said, which would be the least likely, Mark D'Antonio might have been the first one that you mentioned.
The thing is this, though, you never know.
Everyone deals
with things differently. And if this was the trigger, this could have happened not just in this type of an event. It was going to happen somewhere. It's
right.
probably best it happened when he's with the family
right.
and he's able to be, you know, go right off to the hospital. If he had just been there himself late at night in the office working, he might not have, he might have just sat back and said, well, I'll get over this, and that might not have happened. So, hey, this is one of those things. It's kind of an amazing set of events that we'd have this ecstasy and then the caring, feeling, hurting, and thinking that could be me, that could be somebody else that I really know and care for, and he is the one who led the Spartan Nation to a great day, and has been.
Well, it takes sometimes unusual circumstances to make people stop and think or bring people together, and I'm sure that Mark D'Antonio will be stronger for this as a result. We have countless examples of people who've had stents implanted in their chest, and it has been indeed a life-saving endeavor. So,
Jack,
we hope
you're talking to one of those people right here. So you are right.
You absolutely can speak to that. What year was that, John?
That was about almost 6 years ago, January 2005, I believe.
And your changes in diet, the way that you look at the world, now, hey, you know what? You'll be here for a long, long time.
Well, you know, Jack, it's one of those things that you... you never know. And in that case, Dr. Tim McKenna, my buddy, says, you look overly tired. Let's get you over to emergency. That's not like you. And everyone, you need a guardian angel. You need somebody who is there when, in my case, I never had the pain like Mark does. I just was worn out, sluggish for a week or so. Fortunately, somebody was actually saying, hey, that's not that guy that I know, the guy with that O at the end of his name. And basically, what you do then, you really watch your diet, but you really watch, you get more checkups, you really make sure if that is a potential, we call it proclivity is the old Catholic word, or tendency mm-hmm. to something, you keep an eye on that and do everything you can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Hey, John, thanks so much for all the insight on this, and we will talk with you Saturday morning on the Jack and Tom Show.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk with Scott Westerman, Executive Director of the Michigan State University Alumni Association, about Spartan Sagas and about some of the reaction to Mark D'Antonio and the heart attack. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.